Welcome
Welcome to
to
Arsenal
Arsenal Kids
Kids
Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Arsenal Kids Podcast. My name is Maddie. As usual, I'm joined by my not favourite co-host, but definitely my first co-host, Ben. And it is great to have you join us for this episode.
Yes, hello listeners, and welcome today to episode number 98.
Thanks, Ben. And what are we talking about in Arsenal Kids Podcast this time?
In part one, we look at the men's team who are through to the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals after defeating Porto.
In a game that went down to the wire on penalties. And then in part two,
we're going to look at the women's team who suffered what was a disappointing loss in the Women's Super League,
which was to the Super League leaders, Chelsea.
That's all to come. But before we get further, a quick moment to say thanks to you for listening. We know that this episode is a little bit late in coming, but as Maddie is preparing for our upcoming football season, she had to have a small operation on her foot, but she's already bounced back. But as you listen, we would love for you to leave a review or follow us on social media as one of the best ways to keep growing the Arsenal Kids community. You can email us or get your carer to help you. Our email is info@arsenalkids.com. Also, feel free to search us up, Arsenal Kids, on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
Let's keep this adventure going together.
Let's indeed. And we go straight to the men's team game, where the Arsenal have booked a spot in the Champions League quarterfinals for the first time in 14 years.
And the biggest highlight is that Arsenal Kids was featured on the Australian broadcast.
Yes, it was. One of our tweets made it onto the broadcast by Stan Sport here in Australia, and it was great to see. But always better to see is the Arsenal, and they lined up as expected for this game at the Emirates, and manager Mikel Arteta had asked the home crowd to bring the noise and the passion. That is exactly what they did, spurring the team on to begin strongly and carve out some chances. Bukayo Saka nearly got fortunate when he burst into the area, and his effort was spilt by the Porto keeper, who managed to shovel it away for a corner. And from the following set-piece routine, Martin Odegaard, he rippled the side netting with a shot that came from the edge of the area.
But the visitors were quick to show their class,
with our goalkeeper David Raya saving a shot that was on target. Both teams held firm, with the visitors again trying to use up as many seconds as possible whenever the opportunity arose. But on 40 minutes, some Martin Odegaard magic unlocked the Portuguese defence. Jakub Kivior picked out our captain, who shimmied past one defender, stepped around another, and then slipped the ball behind for Leandro Trossard, who did not have to break stride and showed great composure to caress his shot past the keeper's dive and into the bottom corner to score,
making it 1-0 to Arsenal. The game 1-1 on aggregate,
which was a good start for us as the teams went in for halftime. When play resumed, we continued to probe away to try and find the goal that would break the tie. But Porto remained defensively stubborn until on 67 minutes, when Kai Havertz chased down a long ball before tangling with the defender and the keeper, allowing Martin Odegaard to simply tuck the ball into an unguarded net. While the celebrations took place, the referee ruled out the goal for a foul by Havertz, which our replay show was an incredibly harsh decision, but the goal did not stand.
Having worked so hard, the disappointment could have rocked the team.
But they regathered themselves, with Gabriel Jesus coming onto the field, and within seconds, it was only the inside of the keeper's leg that denied him scoring a goal that would give us the lead. The pressure kept building, but the scores remained the same, with the tie headed into extra time, which is just the second time that Arsenal have been involved in an extra time game in Champions League history. Not a lot, though, to note, took place during those 30 minutes of extra time, and the tie was seemingly destined to go to penalties, with legs tiring from both teams all over the pitch.
Our captain won the toss, meaning the penalties would take place in front of the North Bank.
With Arsenal also winning to be able to take the first kick. And the statistics show that I think 60% of teams that take the first kick win the penalty shootout. First up was Martin Odegaard, who dispatched his penalty kick with aplomb. The Porto player then scored before Kai Havertz slotted the ball into the net. And then David Raya, in our goal, ensured the second kick from Porto player Wendell came off the post and did not bounce off him into the net, and it bounced away, giving Arsenal an advantage. And when Saka converted the next Arsenal spot kick, we were 3-1 up.
Our goalie then got a head to the next Porto shot.
It wasn't enough to keep it out of the net, so when Declan Rice scored, with the scores 4-2, a save from Raya or a miss from the Porto player would mean the win would be ours. And our goalkeeper became an instant hero on the night, as he did exactly what he needed to do. And it was against the scorer of the goal in the first leg, Galeno, and Raya stood firm, jumped the correct way, kept the ball out of the net, which leads us to the next round, which is the Champions League quarterfinals.
And our player of the match is our goalkeeper.
Look, it is hard to go past David Raya, who, aside from his penalty kick heroics at the end, he also made some crucial saves in the game that kept us in the tie to even get it to that stage.
And what is next for the team, Ben?
Well, the team now have a couple of weeks off for the international break, as players go play for their national squads before we return to play face Manchester City, which is going to take place on the last day of March in the Premier League.
Okay, well, let's leave it there for men's team highlight there in part one, and we will be right back after this with part number two. Welcome back, and Ben, let's go to the women's game, where Arsenal played Chelsea in their Women's Super League.
Yes, the team went to Stamford Bridge to face league leaders Chelsea. And the home side put pressure on Arsenal early on, with Katie McCabe and Lotta Wubbenmooy clearing the danger from some early Chelsea crosses.
And do we need to talk about the socks, Ben?
Well, I was going to let this slide, but we're going to go there since you've brought it up. It felt, to be honest, a little bit amateur hour when Arsenal had to use, from what I've been told, socks that were bought from the Chelsea team store because there was a kit clash. Something that you would have thought would have been sorted out well before the teams took to the field. And it was really the first of many mistakes that were made during this game, because after just 15 minutes of play, Chelsea took the lead. Lauren James, the Chelsea attacker, was given too much time and space on the edge of the area, and her shot was parried by Zinsberger, only for it to loop up and over our keeper and into the net, making it 1-0 to Chelsea.
6 minutes later, it got worse for Arsenal.
There was a hint of offside with this one, but with no VAR to check, the ball was fired in, and it took a deflection off what appeared to be an offside player, but the ball went in off the post and the flag did not go up. And then with just half an hour played, we found ourselves 3-0 behind. The ball was given away in defence as a cross across the back line was intercepted, and Chelsea streamed forward with the shot being luckily deflected off Chelsea player Nuskin, who was really probably trying to get out of the way, and it went into the net, making it very hard for Arsenal in the game.
And we had our goalkeeper to thank that no more goals went in.
Yes, Zinsberger made a number of good saves for the rest of the evening, and a triple change at halftime with Fox, Mornham and Russo coming on did little to help us, as chasing the game saw big gaps open up in our defence. We did find the net late in the game when a McCabe corner fell to Kim Little, whose shot outside the area deflected into the net, but it really was too little, too late. And the final score was a 3-1 defeat. And with it, possibly crushing our Super League title aspirations.
And next for the team, Ben?
Well, the ladies have a week off to lick their wounds, hopefully pull the right socks up as they're going to head next to Aston Villa in the Super League next weekend.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up for this episode. Thanks again for joining us at Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Before we sign off, we want to express our gratitude to you for your continued support. If you haven't already, follow, like, and subscribe so that you don't miss us in the future, because your love for the beautiful game is what fuels our passion.
And we would love for you to spread the word about Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Yes, please share our podcast with other Arsenal kids you know and help us to grow this amazing community together.
We hope for you to be back on the pitch again soon.
Keep the spirit of the game alive, and until next time,
goodbye, and have a wonderful day or night.